92.5 WBEE. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, and TJ all of a sudden became a great cook. People are complimenting you everywhere, including your family.
Like, they're asking for seconds, which is compliment enough.
Yes, that's huge.
And they're, like, finishing the first plate I gave them. Unlike the last 20 years of my life, where I was like, nah, what's this? I remember my oldest used to take pictures of it, and I was like, what are you doing? Are you Snapchatting how bad my food looks? Like, you know, there's kids other places that don't get a great meal, home-cooked meal. So eat it. Appreciate what you have, right? I'd get into that whole lecture. All of a sudden, I'm like, kind of got okay with it.
Practice makes perfect. 10 years of bad cooking.
20 years.
20? Oh, my goodness.
She's 22, so obviously I've been cooking, you know, trying this whole cooking thing for many, many years.
And even at the office, you got a big compliment yesterday.
I wouldn't say they were compliments.
It sounded like it to me.
I would say...
They were comments.
I brought in, you know, I was all excited because I found the recipe for the IKEA Swedish meatballs. Now, if you've never had an IKEA Swedish meatball, it is like heaven on earth. And it's not that hard to make the sauce or the actual meatball. I nailed it. I was so excited that I had a few left over, put it in my little container there, brought it into work and went, oh, this is going to taste good tomorrow. Put it upstairs, heated it up, and all of a sudden, the whole building smelled like my meatballs. They're very potent, apparently. It was probably the fresh pressed garlic that's in there, among many other things.
Yeah, the kitchen is upstairs across the building, and TJ heated it up, and then it wafted down the stairs, down the hall, and then just permeated the studio.
But did it smell bad?
Smelled like Swedish meatballs.
Okay. I don't know
Some
what that
said
meant.
It smelled like...
cafeteria food.
The school cafeteria, to
they
be
were
specific.
Like nostalgic. Yeah. Like it made them think that they were in their school cafeteria because they smelled it.
Isn't that the ultimate compliment? You're a lunch lady is what you are.
A long lady lamb.
Adam Sandler.
This was me dancing around.
Hoagies and grinders. Hoagies
dancing
and grinders.
Around the building yesterday.
Navy beans. Hoagies and grinders. Hoagies and grinders. Navy beans. Meatloaf sandwich. Sloppy Joe.
IKEA meatball. All right, there you go, TJ. Ultimate compliment.
I guess.
You brought back memories to some of the building that it smelled like the school cafeteria. You are the lunch lady of the B-Morning Coffee Club. We got to get you a hairnet.
Let's do it. I mean, seeing that I'm a good cook now, perhaps I should be ready at a moment's notice to cook something up for someone. So that would probably be a good thing, a hairnet.
Masses?
Ready to cook for the masses, that's right. Mix together some ground beef and other whatnots. Navy beans.
Thank you, Adam Sandler. Coming up for you, how about winning some Dustin Lynch concert tickets? That'd start your weekend great. It's with the world's easiest contest on the way. None of us are perfect. We all got our little things here and there. TJ Bo, producer Hope. For Hope, it's sometimes she misses things that are right in front of her. And you admit that. Sometimes she's like, where's my frother? I'm like, it's right there. Like you don't see things in front of you sometimes.
Yeah, it's like a bit, but I like have to warn people when I first meet them. Like, it's not a bit. Like, it's a personality flaw.
Yeah. So help me. If it's right in front of me, just don't make fun of me. Just help me find it.
Yeah.
And you were up in the kitchen yesterday. You went to put things in the fridge. And what did you discover?
My lunchbox that's probably been in there since late September.
Okay.
And have you been looking for it?
I've been wondering where it's been for months.
Our fridge here upstairs?
It's in the fridge upstairs here at work.
Okay. Well, is it empty or is there something in it?
Well, you know, when I saw it, I was like, this can't be mine. There's no way it's been in here. I've been looking for it for months. And I like slowly opened it and I'm like, oh my God, that's all my Tupperware that's in there.
So you took it home to clean it and everything. You finally found it, right?
No, it's still in the fridge upstairs.
Why would you just leave it?
Well, because I discovered it before 6 o'clock in the morning. And if I brought it down, then the smell would have been in the studio. So I was trying to do everyone a service. us
by
a service.
Leaving it there.
Do you want me to go get it and have it stink up the studio?
Take it out to your car.
But my car's gonna smell.
Genius idea.
Take it out to your car. Yeah. I mean, it won't. It's pretty cold out. It'll be fine. But that way, you're not forgetting it up there for another 6 months.
But what are the chances I remember to take it out of my car?
That's a you problem.
Yeah, Hope.
Right
we can,
now,
only, we can right, only do so much. Come
right
on.
Now it's an us problem.
Yeah.
Because it's currently sitting in a shared space.
I want you to go get it. I'm curious what's in it now. And if it's still good.
Oh,
spit
there's
in the fridge.
No way that it's still good.
Oh, no. Yuck.
It was like this buffalo protein dip.
Probably wasn't good when it was fresh.
That's why it's still up there, really, because I brought it in and then I never wanted to eat it, and that's how I forgot about it.
Yeah, it sounds too healthy.
It sounds like you're hoping someone else discovers it, takes it, washes it for you, and brings it back to you clean.
I mean, if a little fairy happened to find it.
Honest to Pete.
Come on. All right, let's turn this into the world's easiest contest. Dustin Lynch, concert tickets for you to win. All right. September, really? It's been in there? A lunchbox. It's been missing.
It's probably been since September. Yeah.
Okay, let's make that part of the world's easiest contest. Call number 19-585-252-WBEE 252-9233. Call number 19. How long has her lunchbox been missing? And it was actually in the fridge where she originally put it. So technically, you probably haven't used that fridge since September, huh?
No. Well, have not been using the upstairs fridge in a little bit.
Now, I know you stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night, TJ. Mm-hmm. If you were a detective to find a lunchbox, wouldn't that would have been one of the first places you looked?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And she's probably looked at it and shut the door and been like, nope, not in there.
Couldn't be me. No way.
Nope.
Call number 19 since September. That's what we're looking for. How long has that lunchbox been missing? But right there in front of her. In the fridge, doing a Dustin Lynch concert ticket.
What happened now?
Yeah, this Sunday, wild card time. Gonna make it happen. We're ready. How about you, 92.5 WBEE, and some big businesses are getting ready.
Yes, the Hyatt Downtown has added a display of red, white, and blue, and the number 17 to show support for Josh Allen and the Bills. It's gonna be up through the end of the Bills season, which they're hoping will end at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I saw that this morning coming in. I'm like, the lights.
That's
and
so cool.
I had to get close to figure out why certain windows had different lights. Because when you look first, you're like, why are they lit up? But then when you look at it whole, it's the number 17.
Awesome. That's awesome. I would rather have that on my place of residence rather than what I got going on in my living room right now. My husband, Steve, you know, we love the Bills, but M&T Bank has been giving away, first come, first serve, these flags that say believe together. And they're very large because they are for outdoors. But oh, no, no. Steve has hung it in my living room on my aesthetic wall. You know what I mean? Like every room has that one mm-hmm. wall that's the mm-hmm. focus wall.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him that it's crooked. It's not even, I go, what are you doing? He goes, we got to keep it.
It looks like a frat house.
It does.
He's turned your house
yes.
into a frat house.
Yes.
It looks like there's a bunch of 21-year-old boys
oh my God,
who live there.
Right.
Next up, it's going to be those like the beer can cardboard box crafts. You know, like when they have like the cowboy hat made out of them. That's next for
and
your house.
You can't take it down. Because that'll throw off his mojo, and you will be blamed if something goes wrong.
Do you understand what this is covering? I had to find this old French opera cover to like a playbill, and that's an antique frame. So this is like a wall that I've worked very hard on aesthetically with antiques and collectibles, and now he's covering it with a frat house flag. Why don't we just get a keg and call it good.
Yeah,
right?
All right, okay.
Just leave a funnel there for, might as well finish the whole look.
Are you inviting us?
No,
I'm available.
It was a joke.
Oh.
It's called sarcasm.
My poor neighbor, because I just tried that on him, and how did he respond? That's next. 25 WB with the Bills game coming up Sunday, 1 o'clock. We're so excited. TJ's husband, Steve, redecorating the living room with big banners. Believe.
A crooked flag.
TJ's frat house.
Oh my gosh.
Break out the cake.
And I'm like, if you're having a cake party, I'll come over. And he said, no, it's just a joke.
hopefully it won't be there for long.
I have a Four Loko that I can bring over. My dad brought it over for Christmas Eve. No one drank it.
We're like inviting ourselves. We're good at that.
You guys can keep your Mad Dog and your, I don't know, whatever those little balls are of alcohol. That
my neighbor directly across the other townhome, every Bills game, got at least 6, 7, 8 cars over there. And the garage's open. It's got the smoker going. It's got the big screen TV.
Yes, a garagio.
Yes. And so I'm always walking by. My dog's kind of peeking at the game and this and that. And he always talks to me, except during a game. You know,
but he's never invited you over.
Exactly. So last night I saw him with his dog and he's like, you ready for the game? I'm like, I am ready. You going to be getting a smoker out? He's like, you noticed that. I'm like, I'll bring some bacon.
Oh, my gosh. Stop inviting yourself places. You should have at least fibbed and been like, our cable's out. I hope the game's good. Can you tell me if we win or lose?
So that's what I should have done.
I don't know.
Because his response
rather than
was,
just being like, you bringing the smoker out?
Yeah. Because he was like, I don't know. It might be cold, too cold. I'm like, oh man. Are you kidding me?
He's on to us. Shut the door. Shut the door.